Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce your expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. For those of you who want to learn more, you can go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Bryce Woori, MPM, co-founder and CEO of Pavewise. He's an expert in asphalt paving and believes technology is the future key to success within the infrastructure industry. Bryce has been recognized nationally as an asphalt expert who is currently generating large amounts of success by integrating project variables within asphalt's paving quality procedures to increase project revenues. Bryce, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Getting up early. Honestly, I'm a 5 a.m. person, and I get more done from 5 a.m. to like 7 a.m. than I do most throughout the rest of the day, because it's just so busy with phone calls and a lot of busy work, right? So I was trained at a early age to wake up early with the sun, and that's where I'm most productive. And it takes a little bit of training and getting used to it, but like that's the time I shine is in early in the morning. So,
you know, I've heard that time and time and time again, and actually just had a conversation with another person on this podcast about that very thing. But one thing I wanted to add to that is you took the perspective of, hey, this is my most productive time because that's where my brain functions the best. There's nobody calling me. There's nobody distracting me. And it's interesting because the other perspective I got on this was, well, it doesn't matter so much when you get up and when you work. It matters that you follow a routine that's established and that's repeatable and predictable, because it creates kind of less dissonance in your schedule. So I find it interesting. I've never been that early guy. And so I tried to be that early guy for a while, and I made it about 6 months, and then I'm like, nah, man, I like the sun to already be up before I wake up. And so what are some of the things that you do early in the morning to kind of get your ritual started?
I'm a heavy meditation person. I love just taking like the first thing before I even, you know, get out of bed. The first thing I do is I take at least 10, 15 minutes to just almost reset, do a little stretching, a little meditation, and almost just like get myself ready, almost like a pre-check. Right. And that has helped significantly to kind of get myself motivated to just get my mind in the right place to be active and productive for the day. That, and I do some reading right away in the morning just to get my brain rolling and stuff. So reading that I want to do, specifically, not reading that I have to do, but reading, I take time to actually do something right away that I want to do. And it helps with the ability, or it helps with the process of, you know, waking up and wanting to do that rather than having to do it. So those are two things that I do every day. I either read or I meditate first thing in the morning.
Yeah. My friend Dallas Jones once put it as, there's a difference between get to and have to, and swapping out that one word can change your entire perspective on most things.
Oh, absolutely. And I've heard that term before, and I've really taken that into consideration. I don't have to show up and do what I do every day, but I get to, and that's like a complete different, you know, just training your mind to like, I get this opportunity to build these awesome tools and work with these people in an industry that is construction and infrastructure. And it just really motivates you and changes your whole perspective on things. So,
yeah. And I want to get into that in a minute, but it sparks a memory, you know. And I've done, I don't know, I think I've done 250 episodes of this podcast at this point. And I've found that nobody gets too offended if I just share a random thought that comes to my head. So You were talking about that, and I was thinking, I got this new office set up that I got going on here, and I'm really happy with it. And one of the things that I'm most happy with is there's this huge window, and it looks outside, and it's got a lot of natural light. And it's raining now, but and I'm looking out, and I see these two bushes in my front yard, and they're dead. Like the ice storm from last year just destroyed them, but they're still sitting there. And I kept thinking, like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with that. Ugh. And then I started thinking, you know, I bet that would burn some calories, and I bet that would burn off some stress of me sitting in the office all day. I'm going to grab a shovel. I'm just going to get to work. And you know what? After I got to do it, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this because I get to spend this time. It actually, I'm not going to say it was fun. But I will say that it was liberating, and it created this sense of relief and accomplishment that I just can't get sitting here in a chair in front of a computer. And so I got to go out there and dig up these stupid dead hedges. And that's what got done ultimately.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's been one of my biggest struggles from being hands-on in a construction. I grew up construction, building things with my hands, with equipment, to now owning a software company that is all digital and, you know, building code and making this technology. I really now look forward to the opportunities to when I can go out and work with the crew in the field and get back to like those roots, because I miss it sometimes. And it is when you can build stuff and see stuff, you know, like progress, that I built that, it's just like a different kind of feeling that's really good, rather than, you know, I got all these emails done, but I actually built that, or I did that. That's always kind of one of my favorite things.
And so let's talk about how technology is revolutionizing the construction landscape. I mean, we think of construction, we think of a guy swinging a hammer or pressing a drill into some wood. Where does technology come into play, and how is it shifting how things are built?
Yeah, you said it right. I mean, you think of construction, you think of calluses, hard work, long hours, which a lot of construction is, but it's shifting right now because we're in this time period where technologies became so advanced, not even just software, but the equipment and the way we build things. And construction is really shifting towards being almost more technology driven than you know, the old school hard work driven, data and all those things. And a lot of it is just the generation coming up too, you know, the younger generation that's filling the gaps of the old school generation, the blue collar, hard work, long hours kind of generation. We're finding ways to be more efficient, automate the busy work, and it's building. What we're finding too is it's building better infrastructure, because we're not just doing it the way it's always been done. We're finding more innovations, more advancements in technologies to do it better, cheaper, faster. And a lot of that is just from technology.
And what are some specific types of technology that are shifting the landscape of how things are built?
Some of the specifics, you know, of course, AI, right? I mean, we even run AI in ours, and it's taking like the friction of the older generation to, I don't want to manage these documents, that we have an actual system in ours that does it for them and saves them time. And to hardware, like hardware out in the field that is automating some of the busy work of collecting data that used to be physical, walking and, you know, like surveying, putting in stakes. Well, we all have GPS now, automated grade control, that tells you your distance, your cuts, your fills. And, you know, so those types of technologies, there's like LIDAR and, you know, satellite, GPS, ground penetrating radar, all these types of technologies that are just improving the process so much. And I'm just so excited to see where it takes. You know, one of the things that excites me the most is automation in construction. I'm actually out in Illinois right now, and I got to see some brand new released CAT equipment that runs off of either remote control or it's automated. And that's the future of this industry, is we're going to have like digital operators sitting 1,000 miles away running huge equipment in different countries, different states. And that's really exciting to me because we're taking people out of those environments, the safety of it. And it's just a huge advancement in this industry.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You mentioned LIDAR, and this is something that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of, but if you have a phone that is less than 2 years old, there's a 90% chance that you have LIDAR on your phone. And what LIDAR actually does, what the practical use of it is, you can whip out your phone and you can measure stuff. You don't need a tape measure. You don't need anything. You just need to point it at something and it'll say, oh, well, that's 36 inches wide. And that's something that's in almost everybody's pocket at this point. And at some point, technology, as you mentioned, is going to start replacing all of our manual tools. Obviously, we got a long road ahead of us. But what's interesting to me is remote operators that may all be located in one center are operating these tools and equipment. They're not even on site. And then we could potentially program those tools to walk through a certain choreography to where the operator doesn't even have to do all of the movements. And so it gets more and more interesting as you go down that road.
Yeah, and that technology is actually already there. The machines are learning how you operate and how the machine performed its last, say, an excavator or a loader, how it loaded its last scoop of material, and it learns that system and it adapts. And the machine actually are adapting to be more efficient with fuel, to be more efficient with idle time, and just overall way more productive, and taking into consideration the environments around it, the weather, those types of things. I mean, it's exciting and a little scary at how advanced some of these technologies are becoming, but in the end I think it's all beneficial to us as a society to just keep moving forward and be more efficient, build better infrastructure, better technologies to improve our society in whole.
One thing I'm curious about that you mentioned you like to talk about is weather data. Weather data making such a huge impact on the construction industry. And so what are some ways that we can use weather data to save money on our next build?
It's one of the things that we really specialize in. We as a business owner, I was impacted a lot by weather, especially in the Midwest, where we get, 6 months to do all of our work. We have to be as efficient as possible. And when you are working, building roads, infrastructure in conditions that aren't favorable, say cold or temperature, or, temperatures or rain or wind, it causes quality problems because, that work can't be performed quite as good in those conditions. So what we're doing is we're helping, these contractors working in these environments that they can't control, make decisions on what they can change in their operations to perform better, to be efficient, to combat these conditions, and give them the data that, proactive data, we call it, predictive data, that like that location is going to be impacted at this percent in the next 7 days, so that they can plan accordingly to move certain equipment around, people and all that, stay efficient in other places when they can't in this location. So really taking that data and using it to your advantage of, you can't control it, but you can kind of adjust around it, is really what we strive to do and help contractors do with our software.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. And so if we know that it's going to be raining on Tuesday, and we can't do certain things in the rain, we can plan ahead and we can do other projects and we can reprioritize to make sure that we don't lose time.
Lose time and money, like idle time. I see a lot of contractors, they know it's going to rain. They send a crew out and the equipment sits and runs for half a day and they decide to call it when it should have been called 4 hours ago, right? And that's time and money and carbon that goes into our footprint that could have been eliminated with just a little bit of data and preemptive planning. So that's really what we're striving to do too, is reduce idle time and kind of that ineffectiveness of sitting around waiting for the weather to change when it's not going to, and just be more efficient with your time and resources.
Yeah, awesome. And so tell us a little bit more about your business and where people can go and learn more about it.
Yeah. Pavewise is, you know, we're a progressive web app built for horizontal construction. So anybody building, working outside can use it to schedule, you know, where they should work, their impacts, the impacts of weather on their project. And we're out on pavewisepro.com, pretty heavy on LinkedIn. Love this industry. I've been in it for my whole life. I'm third generation construction. So like, my whole goal with this company and what we're building is just to improve and attract the younger generation to this industry. Like this industry is really cool. Where do you get to go run like V11s and cranes and stuff and equipment that's 1,000 miles away, right? And build these roads and these bridges. So like, we know the future of this industry is in technology, and that's one of the reasons we really strive to push it towards, it's the future, because that's the generation coming up. They'll want this technology to succeed in this industry.
Fascinating stuff. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Bryce Worry, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done and the future of construction with respect to technology. For those of you who want to learn more about Pavewise, you can go to pavewisepro.com and connect with Bryce there, also on LinkedIn. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie and tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more by going to anabots.ai. Hey, that's it. That's all we got. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you can go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.